I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a San Jose global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
The reason they could have that ultimate fare out there? Because of finance, because of currency. That helps finance fund things. That's what currency does. You want to have fun? Currency, have some money. People say, money, whatever, doesn't really matter. Yeah, it does. Makes your life a lot more fun. Get involved. Get with Carson. Get your resume out.
Know what?
Be part of the team.
That makes sense.
But they're running that out there. That all came from currency, Steve.
It has to come from somewhere.
It's come from somewhere. Think you get that kind of electric bill? Where's it coming from?
Oh.
Yeah. Carson's handling that.
Bands
every night?
They don't play for free.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Thank you, Carson.
Bands every night.
Yes.
Why not go out there?
We can. We can do that. It goes through August 9th. You can do it. GoCurrency.com/careers. Rich Rodriguez, I forgot how entertaining he can be. As the head coach back at West Virginia, was there about 20 years ago, went to Michigan and been in various spots. Now he's back at West Virginia. He's been on some rants recently. I got a couple quotes to play from Rich Rodriguez. This is there is an issue about some running back depth at West Virginia.
I thought this was great.
Here's Rich Rodriguez, I think from this weekend or on Friday. Rich Rodriguez addressing that. Tune in.
Does not.
Did they get an extra workout?
No, like you said, two running backs made it.
Why, myself and the coach?
No. I'm just curious what you meant by you only had two running backs make it through the workout.
Yeah, without tapping out. Without.
No breaks.
No, they get breaks during practice. I'm not talking. Like, we had no trainers.
Nope.
No medical trainers. We probably have zero injuries because they had nobody to go to. We got 30 of them. So they're like, where's the trainer at? And I got a great training staff. But no, I just say that. What running backs finished the entire practice without tapping out somewhere? Or two. Now, I could play a game without running backs. I can run the quarterback or slot receiver. But I don't want to. I've always had really good running backs. I got good running backs here. I got a good group. But we finished with two. So... do you think I'm not going to talk to my recruiting staff this afternoon? We're running a business. But it helps to have some running backs.
Rich Rodriguez.
Helps to have some running backs. Tapping out.
Just perplexed.
That was beautiful.
Basically, and right there, some other coaches going like, I wish I could say that.
We got 30 trainers.
You got 30 trainers.
He's great, though, because he'll say, I love my training staff.
Yeah.
Yep. They got 30 trainers.
We didn't have any trainers. We didn't have any injuries. People wouldn't be looking around for a trainer. There's two.
That was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, he's not done yet.
Yeah.
Because
that was beautiful.
Because Rich Rod has a problem with players and being soft nowadays in college football. Here's Rich Rod from the other day also.
I told him, my dad was a coal miner. He worked in a coal mine. Had 1 week off a year, I think. You know, work all day in the coal mines, and you come home, you got stuff all over you, blah, and then go work in the garden for 4 hours. You know. And as I got older as a kid, I was a little kid, we worked in the garden a little bit. And then the older I got, the more garden we did. And the bigger the garden got. The older I got, the bigger the garden. I hated pulling weeds. I mean, I'd rather do anything than pull weeds. You ever pull weeds in a garden around beans? It's miserable, absolutely miserable. I mean, I would play every sport. I don't care. I mean, we didn't even have lacrosse. So I'd lie and say, I'm going to go play lacrosse or something. Just so I could have. But I played every sport, so it wasn't to get out of the garden, but that was a side benefit. You know what I'm saying? But, the people in this state, how they work. I mean, you've seen people, whether coal miners or – you know, anybody. I mean, it's not always easy. Our guys got it pretty good. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all been through this building? Have you seen how we eat?
You seen all the services we have? They got it pretty good. This is, they live in a fantasy world. I don't mind telling you, do they not? We live. Coaches, too, because we got these benefits. We live in a fantasy world. We want for nothing. You want food. You want medical help. You want, you know, job help. You want
money,
financial help. I mean, we got cold tubs, hot tubs. I mean, we even got an ice cream machine. We just got it yesterday.
Just got it yesterday.
You know, maybe 2 days before we get it all cranked up. But damn, this stuff, I mean, it's top level stuff, man. An ice cream machine, free. And probably even have the sprinkles to put on it.
Rich Rodriguez. He's not a heater. That's what we got from Rich Rod. Softness and running back issues in West Virginia.
God, that was gold. That was so good. We got an ice cream machine. It is true.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Living a fantasy world. Living a fantasy world.
That's why I never really entered into that. Oh, the players are taking advantage of. No, I never thought that. Never thought it. They're not. It's beautiful.
Life's pretty good. You ever seen this?
I'm glad you said that.
They got it all.
How many coaches are saying that right now?
Not many, because you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Even I got to be careful. Everybody's got to be careful. You know that, how this world is. But he's toned a little bit. He can do it at West Virginia. That is a coal miner state. His dad was a coal miner. Now people are going to say, yeah, Rich Rod, how much are you making? You know? He'll get a little bit of
he
that.
He said he was benefiting. He's like, the coaches also are benefiting. He took a shot at himself there a little bit.
God, that's so
from YouTube, we have some response. Genghis, spinning facts, Rich Rod. Preach. East Lincoln West says, holy cow, that was amazing.
People want to hear that stuff.
It was awesome.
Nelson, Montana, Rich Rod is a total stud. Oh, my hell, he says. Oh, my hell. Oh. Never heard that before. Oh, my hell.
Wow.
He also says, that made my day. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, you could play it again. I like the running back one.
I'm going to talk to my recruiting staff. We had two guys. They probably have seven or eight running backs in camp. They had two finish
guys out.
They
did
tap out.
They're tapping out.
Yeah, 30 trainers. Yeah,
30 trainers. I love my training staff.
I just love the one, too. We got an ice cream machine. It's not working right yet, but we want a couple days.
We'll get it cranked up.
We'll get free ice cream.
Oh, Jake, that was beautiful.
God.
That second part, I think, was the second day of practice.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it was the second day of practice.
Here's the ice cream part.
Got cold tubs, hot tubs. I mean, we even got an ice cream machine. We just got it yesterday.
That's so
good. Maybe 2 days before we get it all cranked up. But damn, this stuff, I mean, it's top level stuff, man. An ice cream machine. Free.
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 And probably even have the sprinkles to put on it.
Free ice cream.
Love this man.
He had all but... Only two running backs didn't tap out. Oh, boy.
God, that was fun.
That's a head coach saying that. A Division I, Power 4 head coach.
Yeah, he's...
Rich Rodriguez. Love
so
it.
So Rich must no be filter. What? Is he like 60 years old?
I think he is 60. Almost on the dot.
See, now you're going to get...
Yeah, he's not... He's
he lived
not,
in better times.
He's not real worried about...
No, he's not.
He's not worried about whether the region's going to call me in tomorrow to talk about this. So...
I don't think most fans would mind, would they?
No. I don't think any fans would really mind with that. It'd make you concerned, though. It's like, well, what kind of team do we have? It's also something you want to say early in your career. Year three or four, not so much. It's kind of your team. You know, it's a little bit harder when you inherit a team and who's all there and who you brought in quickly. So it comes a little bit later. Then if it's later on and you're talking about your team tapping out, then that's an indictment on you.
Right.
About good year point. Four. Right now, it's not really an indictment on him. It's not. It's year one.
No.
But it is later on, it's an indictment.
He's 62.
Is there any thought, someone asked that, with the loss of the wonderful, legendary Mike Leach, that we could have a Rich Rod try to take his spot for the comments?
Yeah.
Love it.
Maybe.
It's awesome. Man,
you lose Leach,
I know.
RIP, and then you lose Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's alive.
Harbaugh. I know, but we lose Harbaugh from college football.
The NFL.
You don't have him in college football, and that's a big
Those
loss.
Those are huge losses.
Huge loss to college football.
Yeah. It was felt in Vegas.
Yes.
It'd be way different if he's – it is different if he's there, for sure.
Even the small interview you had at whatever it was at the Hall of Fame game was great.
It was.
He was just absolutely incredible.
Fogged up glasses.
just excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
Thank you to Rich Rod. People like that. Like that audio.
I had no idea that was coming.
I had read
the second interview.
Okay.
Where he talked about the ice cream machine.
The first one I just caught one time They played the other one when I was driving like four times.
Two.
I mean, and then they finally got back. When I heard that, I go, I text Jake. I said, Jake, you got to find the one about the running backs. Yep. I said, 'cause it's really hard. I only heard it one time. And it was probably one of the most remarkable parts like that. I'm gonna talk to my recruiting staff. It tapped out. There's only two of them left.
Yeah. Hey, he went 18-3 in the conference USA at Jacksonville State.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Rich Rod had a nice little run there.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, by the way,
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
That's wrong. Oh no, it is right. At Jacksonville State, he went 18-3 in conference.
What was
play.
He at Arizona?
Arizona,
year, he went to the Rose Bowl one year, right?
Yeah, he was 43-35 overall.
Okay,
24-30 in the defunct Pac-12.
It didn't end well.
He threw a 3-9 in 2016, then came back with a 7-6 in 2017, a loss in the Foster Farms Bowl, and then that was it. Then he went to Jacksonville State. Did he get fired by Arizona?
Got fired.
Okay, then he went to Jacksonville State and did a good job and sort of resurrected his career and then went back to where he coached from 2001 to 2007 and had a great run at West Virginia.
Yeah, he had a good run there for sure.
Very good.
Then went to Michigan and fell apart.
Did
completely.
Go so well at Michigan.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Their defense was non-existent up there when he was there.
God dang, I didn't know much about Rich Rod.
He had shoelace, though.
Did he have shoelace?
He was there for shoelace. Was he at Michigan for? When did he get?
He was there from 2008 to 2010.
Oh, he had at least 1 year.
So I think one year
of shoelace. Yeah. I want to say, hopefully, yeah. I think his freshman year.
Thank you, Rich Rod. That was incredible.
Great. Thank you.
That was so much fun to hear.
It was.
Oh, the ice cream.
I had no idea.
We got our own ice cream machine.
We'll get it up and running. Sprinkle. Couple days. Not ready to go right now. We'll get it up and running. Free. Free ice cream. Two running backs. Everyone's tapped out.
Yeah, he didn't like that tap out stuff.
No.
Everybody's just looking around for trainers. Everybody's looking around for a trainer.
30 of them.
Practice two.
Yep.
You're right. 2010.
Oh, and if you're the running back coach, oh, man. It's bad. I don't care. Sometimes you kind of do the palms up like, I don't know what to tell you, coach. They got hurt or this or that's just who they are or whatever. But if you're the running back coach, you got a earful from the head coach.
It was kind of public humiliation.
Yeah, it really was.
You probably got it privately, and then you also got it in a staff room too. I mean, you did. It was like he's looking right at you, like, "What are we doing?" You know. And
you have
so
two guys.
Yeah, and the thing is now is that there is in any time, you know, it in modern day, if it's like if there's anything, if someone if a person walked up to me and just said we're in between drills or whatever, he's like, "Coach, I got a little bit of a headache." The first thing I'm doing,
what?
To the trainer. I mean, get through it. There's no.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do, no. Especially with the head, anything. But there's not one injury. Because if it comes back that, you know, coach just said, you know, you're fine. Ooh. And you come back and you find out that it was an MCL sprain or something, whatever it is. And you're on record as a coach of being like, so no, I immediately like that. Okay. And then they come over to me. Hey, Bill, here's what's going on. Sounds good. What did the trainer say? Yep. Sounds good. You do not get in a conversation whatsoever with like, hey, we need to be, you know, you don't go over to a trainer like going, hey, we need to get him back out there. He's got to be tougher like that. You know, there's sometimes where a lot of trainers are really good. Like, here's what you got. It's going to suck, but there's no injury, a little pain to it. You know, you have, you know, whatever you got a blister on your finger. You got whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with it, but this is on you. You're cleared to go. Football. You're cleared to go. And so it is. It's a different world of what went on. Back in the day, honestly, right now, if a kid dislocates his finger, you go to the ER. You don't pop it back in place. Maybe it's one of the old pop it back in place. You don't touch it. No one touched it. Trainers didn't touch it. Like, no, we got to go to the ER, and they would just pop it back
it's
in place.
It's
just a way different deal. Yeah. Your coach. Like in high school, used to pop it back in place. If you look at my finger. Like
Ron did that?
Oh, yeah. They're kind of like, look at that. Just grab it. Boom, back in. And the next play you're playing. Then they would tape your two fingers together. That was it. Not now.
No.
Not now. It's not how it operates.
What about do you ever have a bursa sack?
That's right. Never had one, but they're funky because they look so weird. The fluid just gathers on it.
Yeah, one time Buckhalter showed me before a practice.
And they have to drain it all the time.
He had a bursa sack, and he showed me on his
elbow.
Yeah, and it was the size of a tennis ball.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really? And I said, you're going to practice with that? Yeah. He said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
But he said if it gets hit, it hurts.
Yeah.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah. I was like, don't.
I've never seen one. I don't really want to see a bursa sack.
They have to drain him like two or three times. Yeah. You got to drain him two or three times.
Big old bursa sack on his elbow.
It is time to play the game show on that note.
Crow was up.
Oh, yeah.
Crow was up.
And then the decision with that would be like, can you hurt it any worse? No. No, you can't.
Just got to play through the pain.
You just got a little
bit of pain. He said it just hurts when it gets hit.
Yeah.
Today's topic for the game show is
Jake's annoyed.
College football. It's 803. College football head coaches. If you can know your college football head coaches, call us right now. 464.
Come on. I don't think I will.
5-6.
Because Jake's
going
to make it. He's going to try to dupe us.
Nope.
Sacramento State.
Shut up. Yeah. No. Shut up, Simple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Last week, 2-3 on the week. Trying to have a winning week again.
Come on, seriously.
Yeah, we can get better.
College football head coaches, our topic today. I will give you the coach's name. You tell me what school he's at.
Should have a chance.
Can I have the schools in front of me?
No.
Just a list of schools?
You ask that question every time, and Jake says no. Every time.
Do I allow the caller to have the list of schools? No.
Who's our caller?
You can jog your memory.
We've got Belmont Bill. Are you ready to play college football head coaches today? Belmont
Bill. Right over here.
Yeah. I just want to give a quick shout-out to my wife.
Oh.
We are now 2 days in with our firstborn child.
Whoa.
So I sent in an email for Mozzarella Monday. So I got to win that. I got to win this so we can feed the family because we are in the poorhouse now, guys. We are in the poorhouse.
Okay.
I'll get you.
We'll see how this goes for Belmont Bill. Bill Bush is a lifeline for SIP for one question, as always. Belmont Bill, first question goes to you. What school is Trent Dilfer the head coach at?
UAB.
UAB is...
Brilliant!
Layup.
1-0 lead.
Nice job, though, by Belmont Bill.
Yes.
Thank you.
First question, down 1-0. What school, SIP, is Brent Brennan the head coach of?
I got it if you need it.
I think I can do this without you.
Are you sure? Okay.
Zona.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
Steve.
Arizona is correct.
I got you. I got you in my pocket.
1-1 tie. Back
to
you.
Zona.
I feel like I'm going
to
need you.
Back to you for the lead, Belmont Bill. What school is Willie Fritz the head coach
at?
Come on.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Joke book.
Bill, it's not a joke book.
Oh, no.
How much time are we giving him?
5 seconds, Bill.
This is a very awkward amount of time.
I just had a baby. I'm sleep deprived. My brain doesn't.
You're down to 2 seconds.
5, 4.
Oh, he was up Tulane at one point.
3, 2.
Was.
2.
Yeah, do it.
1. You going with Tulane?
Tulane. Yep.
Okay. No, not Tulane.
Oh, I 100% have it. Do you have it?
Yes. Now, do we win?
No, we don't win for sure because if you
100% because I've got it.
I got it. I'm just going to keep you in my back pocket still in case Belmont Bill makes a huge rally. It's Houston.
Correct.
Brilliant.
All right, 2-1 lead for SIP. Bill is in play for the last question.
Yeah, we should be okay. We should be okay.
For the win, what school is Jay Sovell the head coach at?
Need you. I've never heard of the man.
I'm going to take a shot out of the blue, but I think I'm wrong about your shot. Texas State.
Okay, it's okay. How you spell it?
Savell. Jay Sovell.
I really thought I had it at Texas.
Never heard
State.
Of the man.
You got to get this one right to force the tiebreaker. Who is this? What school? Belmont Bill.
Oh boy, we're going to the poorhouse. I'm going to go ahead and pack up right now. It's Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan.
No.
No. The answer
is... I almost feel guilty beating this guy.
Wyoming. Wyoming is where Jay Sauvel is the head coach at.
Wyoming's still playing.
He's in his second year.
Wyoming still has a program.
Yeah. Hey, they have still success.
I still don't know who he is. You've told me who he is.
Jay Sauvel, the head coach of Wyoming.
I have no idea.
Belmont Bill, try to get some sleep, man.
But Wyoming has a team this year.
They do.
Okay, the Wyoming Cowboys.
Hey, congratulations, by the way.
Yes, congratulations.
Belmont Bill.
Belmont Bill. What a great name, Belmont Bill. Yes.
And what a beautiful area of Lincoln.
Yes.
Oh, there he goes. All right, that's a win. 1-0 in the week. Tiebreaker.
Okay, nice start.
Got one. I feel relieved. We need to pile up some wins.
Yes. This is for Bill. Tiebreaker. How many current Division I head coaches have 100-plus career wins in Division I football?
In Division I. 100. It's a lot of wins. 14.
Ooh.
Over under 14.
I was going to say 12.
The answer is 16. Matt Campbell, right, one win shy at 99.
No, isn't that precious?
Hey, boy. You got an extension, by the way.
Farmageddon.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah. Had him undefeated, remember?
Yeah.
Big championship game. Yeah, big story.
I mean, it's the biggest story since Babe Ruth. Hey, what?
You went Babe Ruth. You went 1920s baseball.
What? We got to win. That's huge.
Yes. It's a nice start for us.
And look at the office is filling up. Swim's here now. Farley's still here.
He is still here. And so is Rudy.
So is Rudy. Rudy can't seem to get rid of Farley. Farley seems to hang in there.
Hey, he likes us. We're his friends, you know? It's fine. Third hour is next, an early break in the ticket.